from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Donald Trump closed out this week's Republican National Convention with a speech that lasted over an hour. Trump doubled down on many of the themes and the targets that have been hallmarks of an unconventional and polarizing campaign. Details from Cleveland and KQED's senior editor of California Politics and Government Desk, Scott Schaefer.
I think it's fair to say that no candidate since Richard Nixon has put such an emphasis on law and order in his acceptance speech. And Donald Trump's nomination, of course, comes at a time when Americans' anxieties about public safety, terrorism, and crime are rising. He's promising to put Americans first, secure the borders, and those ideas, no doubt, will be up for debate during this election. And the question may come down to who voters feel is best suited to keep them and their families, as well as the country, safe during a very turbulent time in the world. Now, it's worth noting that two of the three people who spoke before Donald Trump were Californians. One of them, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, who said publicly that he is openly gay and proud of it and proud to be a Republican as well. Also, Los Angeles real estate developer Tom Barrack. Now, Trump has been pledging to put California in play come November. That would be a tall order since it's been almost 30 years since a Republican carried California in a presidential election. Next week, Democrats get a chance to respond in Philadelphia, where Hillary Clinton and her allies will respond to a week of relentless criticism and attacks by Donald Trump and his supporters.
That was Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Republicans in Cleveland this week made attacking illegal immigration a main plank of their convention platform. Democrats, now gathering in Philadelphia for their national convention, will take on a decidedly different tone. Marisa Lagos has more from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk.
California Democratic Party Chair John Burton has been to a lot of national conventions over his 52 years in politics. So this year, Burton's passing on the convention and passing on his credentials to Elmer Lizarde, a 19-year-old undocumented immigrant who was born in Mexico and grew up in Sacramento from the age of five.
I would definitely consider myself more American than anything just because I've been part of this system my entire life. You know, I grew up learning the story of this nation every day in my schoolwork, and it's been ingrained in me more than anything else, really.
Lizarde is what Democrats call a dreamer, one of hundreds of thousands of young people who came to America illegally as children, but were given protection from deportation by the Obama administration. He was raised by his grandparents on a ranch near Sacramento, but has spent much of his childhood with his best friend's family. That friend's mom is Angie Tate, an executive in the California Democratic Party. Tate says party chair John Burton wanted to send someone to the convention who could speak for Californians who are often invisible, and to respond to Republican nominee Donald Trump's calls to keep immigrants out of the United States.
Hearing Trump speak about building the wall, John felt like he needed to have the next generation folks that are really building our state and our nation.
Lizarde isn't the only dreamer speaking Monday. Astrid Silva will address the full convention before First Lady Michelle Obama's opening night speech. Lizarde starts college at UCLA in the fall. But on Monday, he'll stand in front of more than 700 California delegates and talk about how proud he is to be an American.
For me, a majority of the idea of the American dream is possibility. Because I think that is what draws so many people to this nation, is this idea that you can have a better life here because there are more choices for you to take, there are more paths available for you, and there are people willing to help here.
Lizarde says he's excited to be a small part of democracy in action. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
For going on 2 years now, the United States Department of Agriculture has been hosting rural LGBT pride summits all over the country, but they've been a little slow in getting here to California. Until this week, that is. As Alice Daniel reports from the Central Valley farm town of Visalia.
Ashley Davis directs these rural summits for the USDA. She says her agency is in almost every county in America.
LGBT people are our customers.
About 10% of California's LGBT population lives in this farm region between Stockton and Bakersfield. So why not engage them and connect them to services like rural housing and business and farm loans? and other resources.
Hi, Karina. My name is Marcus Holland. How are you doing?
Like Cultivating Change, an advocacy group for minorities in agriculture, including LGBT people.
You do have gay farmers that are growing your food. You have lesbian agricultural teachers that are in your high schools and in your colleges teaching your youth.
That's Marcus Holland, who co-founded the group. Christine Chavez helped arrange the summit. She works for the USDA, but she knows a little bit about organizing from Cesar Chavez.
My grandfather instilled in us that it wasn't just about a farm worker issue, but it was about poverty, and it was about continuing to do outreach to people that need it the most, and so that's what we're trying to do here.
She says people face many different issues.
The LGBT community feeling isolated in some of these smaller, really, really small communities like Ridgecrest.
And there are practical questions about farm loans and the perennial subject in the Central Valley, water. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Visalia.
And that's the California Report for Friday, July 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati and Tiffany Kamhai directed, Nina Thorson and Mel Baker produced. Editors include Polly Stryker, Scott Schaefer, Ted Goldberg, Lisa Alaferis, Tyke Hendricks, and Alex Helmick. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. Ethan Lindsay is our managing editor. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. The California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.